The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is bad moving, isn't it?
It's bad. I set us off, Danny.
Alright, you really know what time it is. Melon Chaffer podcast episode 124 or 124.
Well, you lot have been going.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what episode is this?
124.
124.
Yeah. Nah. No, I was going to say I don't even feel special now. Andrew, for me, is that a year later? Or is how long has it been going?
Nearly 2 years now.
Two years later?
I spoke to you on November. That was just before. No, I think I spoke to you on
I want to be. Anyone else got podcasts? I need to be in the first 10.
Are we the first of 2022?
No. Are they our first guest of 2022?
Let's lie and say yes.
No, you lot are too active. You lot are super active.
Yeah, we really
but we've come to you because this is a special occasion. Do you know what I mean?
Is this the first time you've been out?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like this is a lie as well.
We've been outside. Like,
so this is an away game. This is an away game.
Yeah, this is away, away.
Okay.
We switched up the tactics. We had to get ready and everything. Professional things.
Hey,
now the equipment's breaking proper.
The equipment came.
I'm just updating my website because a shoe is priced at zero or something.
Boys. Yeah, I think it's at ASAP. While you do that, boys, introduce yourself.
Cool. Cole Sanusi in the building. Don Corleone. I mean, Crep Select.
Yeah. E-Man G... Wait, I'm on this camera.
Cameras, yeah.
E-Man G45. The G is solid in my name. The 45 is silent.
Come on.
It's Genghis Jibogwe.
Come on.
The Black Mamba Dove.
Come on.
Cheetah Yam. Prince of the East. What's hot?
Yes, sir.
Has everyone got... Is that pseudonyms, is it?
Aliases?
Aliases.
That's what we call it.
Yeah, so...
What has
happened is just... I've just kept adding on.
Now I'm going
to... It's been beautiful to see. Yeah, get him off, man. Yes, introduce yourself.
I'm Lawrence. This is, and I'm the owner of Crep Select, and we're in Crep Select.
Come on.
But I'm also. What else am I? I was MC Lorenzo back in the day.
On the ones and twos.
No, yeah, but that stuff. There was no depth, but it used to rhyme.
Yeah, man, what I will say is probably bring the mics closer. Like
I don't think I've got any other ones.
No, MC Lorenzo is fine.
I had a run where people used to call me Justin Timberlake for a bit.
Why was that?
When his album was out, like a long time.
Yeah.
You lot are young, innit? I'm old. So when his
I was old enough for Justified.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's still that guy.
Yeah, I used to. I was popular them times, trust me.
Mm.
Should be better.
Crying Bear Rivers.
Crying Bear Rivers. With Timberland on the production, that's crazy.
Oh, no, not that guy.
Timberlake.
Yeah, I'm confused now.
No, but Timberland was his producer.
Yeah, not him.
Yeah,
the white dude.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, he was comparing himself to Timberland. Nah, it's all good.
And of course, yourself.
I'm Lin Songo, singer-songwriter. I don't have names yet.
Not even one. Have you got like a name you give people if you're trying to pretend it's not your name? You must have that name.
I used to use.
There we go.
I used to use Lucy. Very close. Long time ago.
That's dead.
I don't know why, but
no offense to Lucy's, but. My days.
Has that ever happened to you, where someone's given another false name, and then you're trying?
What, like a girl?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm gonna say no, but someone
that
might
you don't
pop
know.
Up.
Yeah.
Believe in your drip.
I prefer Crepes anyway, man. Yeah. All that other stuff's long.
Crepes will never let you down, that's a fact.
Of course.
Or they might do, actually.
They can do.
Shop.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
To record this podcast. But yeah, anyways, first question, how's business?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I was prepared for it to go dead and like, super quiet.
Yeah,
the economy's gonna get mash up. My team's gonna be quiet.
Mm.
It's been mad. I might have to expand.
Mazza.
So thank you to everyone who's supporting. obviously, especially like, I think, what day? This Tuesday, I did a post and said, like, crypto's down.
Yeah.
Stocks and shares are down.
Oh, crypto's down.
But everything's down.
Yeah.
Trainers are going up.
Okay.
And it's still phones ringing, Instagrams, DMs popping. So, yeah, man, right now, this is still the right game. So, yeah, good question. And, yeah, fortunately, it's still popping. But I still want crypto. So if you're spending crypto, I'm ready.
By the time it goes up.
I want to buy it as well right now because it's down. And I believe it will go up.
How does that work in terms of, like...
The transaction?
Yeah, the transaction.
Yeah, just whatever it is today
is
what you pay in value. So if it's low, I guess I get more of the coin than I would yesterday.
Mm.
But some people have been in it so long, this down don't even matter.
It doesn't matter. Mm. Yeah, it's true, saying. Yeah, especially... Nah,
are you in?
I'm not in crypto. I was at one point. I put in like crypto coin, XRP, Bitcoin, Ethereum. And this is at the time where it just all went up. This was in, I want to say May 2021.
So did you jump out at the high?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What made you jump out? What was, because Elon was jumping off.
Nah, I just felt something. I just wanted to say, you know what, it's high at the moment. Let me just take my wins.
Oh, well, out. Well done.
But
not,
then
not many
it started
people did
to dip
that.
A bit. I was like, yeah, let me just take it out. Yeah.
Well done. Because so, it's down.
Right? This sounds like betting.
Well, I went from
professional gambling.
£200 to £2,000.
Right.
I was like, well, then the tax man could be watching. So.
Nah, man, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about the tax man.
Not with that. That's
unregulated, isn't it? Decentralized.
HMRC be on your ass. Yeah. My tax code changed. They were like, yo, what's going on here? I was like, fam, don't worry about me. I just changed jobs. That's all.
Yeah.
It's never done to you, man. The system don't want you to make your own decisions and make you make money, but you just got to do what you're doing, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where did they knock on the door, just hide.
But where did it start for you, though? Because you said this year has been great, but where did you begin the idea behind this?
Of the shop. So the shop idea started in another shop that was like a failing shop.
Mm.
And then I basically put my shoes, my personal unworn shoes, mm-hmm. on a really small table in a really big shop, and just week on week my fortunes were changing, my phone was ringing.
Mm.
Then I had to start sourcing and then finding people who were selling shoes that aren't out no more.
Yeah.
And it was 2014, so it was not popping. It was quite, you couldn't just come to me and say, oh, I need a size 8 in that. Like, I didn't know what to do.
Mm. So while you had your own shoes in another established shop.
Yeah, so it's the shop I ended up owning. So it was my shop, but we had loads of like nice clothes at the time. Mm. The shop looked sick, but no one would come there.
Right.
Because all the clothes, even though what I had was good, you could go everywhere else and get the same stuff.
Okay.
I see. Okay.
So there was no USP at all. Mm. But when I did my shoe table, just it was like not an epiphany, I guess, but... Straight away, I just saw how people were reacting to shoes they thought, oh, I remember them.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm pissed I missed them.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, rah, people...
What was the first shoe that had that sort of impact?
So I made £60, but I was gassed. Bro, that first £60 literally felt like six bags.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's the Independence Day Air Max 90s.
Okay.
There was white, red and blue. Yeah. Of course. You probably don't even know this shoe, do you? So they were all red and all white and
it's
all blue.
It's the one that Kanye was very popular.
Yes. Hyperfuse.
Yeah, Hyperfuse. Yeah, okay. So I had all three, but I preferred Air Max 1s, yeah?
Mm.
So I thought, let me put them out. They'll look cold as well. Like,
I really wasn't going to get that actually, but then...
They're like two bags now.
Yeah, but the thing is, I had to go to... I needed money to go to Magaluf, so it was either one or the other.
You chose that over that?
No, I was going to Magaluf
anyway.
But I didn't know there was a resale for that. And then Kanye West later on wore the shoe, and then boom.
That man's too influential. Like, take away some of his powers. Those boots that he'd be wearing,
the new boots.
Not the Balenciaga ones, like the biker boots.
Yeah.
The retail on them's shot up exponentially since he's been wearing
them. Now, he's more and more, as time goes on, he. I prefer him more now because I'm actually deep in what he's done. I think all through the time when he's doing it, I always feel negative. I think it's, I don't really love his music, and I just let that cloud my judgment of him. But yeah, Independence Day 90s, sold all three, like straight away, made like £60 on the red ones, £30 on the white, £40 on the blue. I was like, nah, I'm a boss. And then just from there, just went super ham.
Yeah.
But I used to have to buy, then I was buying Jordans in the Foot Locker in Croydon was a house of hoops.
Yeah.
So they used to get like, all the retros, but I'd go buy one, try and sell some clothes. When I got to 160, I'll go and buy another Jordan. Mm-hmm. But I used to have to put the Jordans upstairs for like 6 months before I'd even bring them out to add money.
Yeah.
Mm. So it was very slow, but it was happening. But by the end of my life at the Croydon shop, my ting was popping.
Yeah.
Like all the rappers, trappers.
When was this? So I'm trying to think of a timeline. Was this like 2010?
No. So I basically took over the shop in 2011 after the riots in 2010.
Yeah.
But 2014 to 15.
Yeah.
That was like the end of Croydon. Yeah, popping. I was still skint. Wasn't really making any money, but I was just investing in shoes.
Yeah.
So I was building the collection. We put the shoe wall started there. So that was, I had that for about a year, and then obviously Westfields were pretending to take over Croydon.
I remember that happened.
Yeah. So and then all of
it in the end, did they?
Yeah. And then all the powers in Croydon just started talking. Am I allowed to swear? Talking shit.
Yeah.
Saying my shop's too urban, too much of this, music's too loud. And then a lot of shops they wanted to stay were getting like secret payouts or, don't worry about your arrears. Like, and they just didn't do that with me. I was already negotiating this, but I was just trying to get this cheaper
because
I felt like I knew it would work.
Yeah.
But I was just scared of the money and potentially having two shops. I wasn't even running one properly.
Yeah.
But ended up Croydon kicked me out basically. And then I had no shop for 6 months, but I'd signed this. Was in a big yellow, doing a bit, built the first website.
Yeah.
And then from like week one here, it's just been like it's been busier every week.
Yeah.
Since week one, and I've been here 5 years now.
That's amazing.
Also came for the part. Well, I didn't come for the part.
Did you come here early in the journey?
Yeah.
And was you already doing YouTube then? Is that why you came? Do you know?
No. I do know about the shop, but the reason why I came is because you had a pair that I didn't have. So I was like, let me come to the shop, let me do a review, and see if it's okay. I spoke to a couple shops, but in a couple shops they just weren't having it.
They wouldn't let you film? Or they wouldn't
let me film for YouTube because they had their own YouTube. So I was like, okay, that's absolutely fine. So then when you said yes, I just came through. I think we did meet before, but we met at SneakerCon. Most likely where we actually met.
Okay.
But I don't remember, but that's the only place I could probably say that we actually met. Because you did recognise me for a bit. I was like, we probably haven't.
Yeah, my memory's finished now, mate. Trust me.
So, it's just because you had a pair that I didn't have. I was like, let me just do a review. And that was the Black Cat 4s.
Oh, on release? Like around release time?
No, this was, I think, a month before international release.
Did I have an early pair?
Yeah, you had an early pair.
I don't often do that. That's tough. Early pairs is tough.
Because
legit checking them is even tougher because you haven't got another pair.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't got another pair.
Yes. It's actually a bit, it's not my favourite way to do it.
Yeah.
It's sick. Because
you're paying a premium price and then.
No, and you don't know if you're being stitched.
Yeah.
Because the mate, even though I'm hopefully good now at checking shoes, if you don't already have the shoe, it's tough.
Yeah.
Because
because you might be using a phone call to someone or a third party app.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of room for error. Mm. If you've got one here that you know came from Nike or like a good source, a comparison is much easier.
Yeah.
Even though lately the smelling is my new thing.
Okay, please explain further.
Talk us about.
You can smell the fake shoes. They smell like, you know when you get, obviously, this sounds mad, but when you go in a nail shop, obviously I don't always go in a nail shop, but you know, when you go in a nail shop, it just stinks of like polish.
Yeah.
But fake shoes, I don't know how, they're using different glues, definitely. They stink.
Right, okay, I understand.
But they almost smell fresh.
Yeah, because there is a scent to like new shoes.
But new shoes actually smell.
They smell like grapes.
It's just less of a smell.
Very specific, you man. Grapes.
No, if it was like nail polish, it would smell like almost like nail polish and grapes. Like it's really a decent smell.
I think he means wine, you know. You just don't want to say wine.
No, it's not wine.
For the man of God, you don't want to talk about wine.
it's not.
But honestly, fake shoes stink.
That's interesting.
Or smell. What's the closeness now between fake and real? Like, say a really good fake.
It's hard, you know. It's very hard.
Yeah, obviously there's good ones.
The stitching, like
you tell the difference between a fake and a real.
I've done the mistake before, but now I'm getting better actually.
I think if you take time, the story of how the seller's moving.
Yeah.
But I'm still prone. I would make mistakes if I didn't have the shoe here.
Okay.
There's a third party app we use called Check Check. I've never had problems with it. When you look at their reviews, like a lot of people get onto them, but I think it's the people that are losing in the scenario of checking the shoe.
Yeah,
you know, the person who's losing is going to be mad.
Yeah,
nah, they're real. I bought them off the.
Yeah,
like the app's just telling you they're fake. Just hold it. But I think it's a really good app.
It's a hard game to get into, especially with the way that everything's checked. Like the way the trainer or the sneaker game's changed in general. Like. It's so frustrating.
It's the resale game, isn't it?
The resale killed it.
Would you say you're a collector?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not really. So I fully understand your pain.
Yeah.
Because you're actually thinking, no, I just want the shoe. Yeah. I don't want to sell it.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump through 4,000 hoops, raffle and email and take picture and massage the guy, whatever.
Massage the guy.
But I just want the shoe. And you are basically, you do not matter. Unless you're paying resale or you've got a really, really good friend who can bust you.
But it's probably like two pairs of shoes. I definitely paid resale for the Levi 4s, but that's when nobody wanted them. And then I resold them afterwards because I needed the money at that time. And then also I was selling another pair of shoes. I was selling these ones, but in the light grey.
What shoe is it?
These are the Feel Good ones.
Ah, these are dead, fam. Can we get on the camera? No, I can't. I'm actually upset.
Not a fan.
But these, but big up Fear of God, big up Jerry Lorenzo. But nah, that's dead, fam.
I quite like them.
I think it's okay. Don't worry.
That's just.
Love, listen, that's just. And obviously, I do business.
Oh, topic. Yeah.
With, you know, like with your taste.
Yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't do business like that.
Yeah.
And I sold the other one of this for £50, bro.
Swear down.
It's not as good as this one.
The oatmeal colour.
Yeah, it's like a bit low and it's got the bubble.
The size 7? Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no. No, that was good.
Do you collect any size then if you're just a collector? Or your size only?
I collect my size because I would love to wear that specific
pair. Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever have shoes and you just like, not worn them? Because Levi's and you just didn't wear them.
I didn't wear them. Some shoes I don't wear because I may sell them later on or I may not rock them now and I'll rock them later on. So, yeah.
You're actually the reason, like here, how you are is how this kind of started, I guess, in the UK.
Yeah.
But now, I would say you guys are the smallest part of the scene.
We're very much smallest part of the scene, but I think with like groups, like an Instagram group called The Panel, they are very much a similar set of people, but they have a massive opinion. in terms, like, their opinion is actually massive, and it does cause a bit of ripple.
In about shoes or
maybe,
about...
Maybe in the UK. So, for example, if one shoe doesn't necessarily look nice, they may say something and...
Will it affect sales?
No, never.
Oh, so what do you mean, though?
Like, within a sneaker community, I think they have that sort of...
That sort of sway.
Is that it, sort of power, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not really in those communities. I never have been, because I'm not going to say I'm a collector.
Mm.
And I guess if I wasn't making money from it, I probably wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
I'd still buy the shoes I like, but I would say I'm passionate now, but I'm not really a collector.
Mm.
And I know that probably upsets certain people, which I get it. Yeah, of course.
But it's like, it is what it is. You are supplying a service. If you do need a pair, then you can come here.
I think, like, it's flooded now. Like, every 16-year-old
is a reseller,
I would say, is at least trying to aren't they?
They're very fortunate, because in non-school uniform day, like non-uniform day.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine what the competition is like now.
Yeah.
I'd be sweating.
Like, they're wearing Balenciaga in school, just to put a pound in the charity thing.
Might as well put the shoe in, innit?
Yeah.
Flipping off. Do more for the charity.
It's true.
But I guess that's changed across the board, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
In all ends, people are going to own clothes day is drippy.
Yeah, super drippy.
And I guess that's why this thing's popular. So big, and everyone, like StockX, is worth however 100 billion as a business, and all it's doing is middleman in shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a tech company, and they've managed to figure out the tech to make it work, but it's just a train of middleman.
Yeah.
It's worth
a lot of money.
That super bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you might as well have your Cryptolite app or something.
That's the next step.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, automating maybe price structures and stuff. Yeah, that's how you'd roll it out. But to manipulate it to your system ain't easy.
Mm.
And yeah, I can't even do HTML. I can just about spell normal. Let alone computer language.
What do you think of the rise in more stores? Because I was walking through Piccadilly, and there was like another Kick game, and I realised there's like one...
I think they've got
a lot more stores.
Four or five now.
Yeah.
I
remember Kick Game, because it started off as a Facebook group, and then they just kept going and going, and now they're on the stores.
Yeah, I think you got to be brave, and they've always had like a big stock holding, because even when I started in Croydon, I bought, I was buying possibly Air Maxes, American release Air Maxes off them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going to say it with my chest. I moved to Jordan's before they did.
Yeah,
right.
And so someone who, Mr. Sneaker, which is in Bethnal Green, that was someone who was doing it properly and early. There's Sneaker Limited in Gant Hill.
Yeah, Gant Hill.
That's a sick shop. So there was a few people, but now they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. But it's not to say... I think there's still space.
Yeah.
Okay. I think if you're brave enough, now you could put a shoe shop or a reselling shop on every high street.
Yeah, easy.
Because the demand's mad.
Mm.
And if you've got a way of finding the shoe will sell.
Yeah.
Because it's popular culture now. Like all the kids 12 to like 20, they know the names of the shoe. Generally, they know release dates.
Yeah.
They just at that day might not have the two bills. Then when the resale is 250, they might not make the 250. Then they wait for their birthday, but then the shoe's 300, but they get the 300.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I think it's definitely going to grow. And if you look in America, there's shops like this everywhere.
Yeah.
Even in like mad, you know, like mad back streets and that.
Yeah.
There'll be like a lit trainer selling shop.
Yeah.
So I think I reckon it will go that way. Like all decent areas will have one.
Do you think it could push out, I don't know, because they do clothing as well, but things like JD and Foot Locker per se, do you think they'll always have a place, or do you think this could potentially at some point become more than norm?
No, because I think that, you know, like everyday difference, even this week, bare people been coming for Air Forces because there's a drought. And they...
It's a big drought.
But they are those people. They might they. I can't explain it, but they're not my customer.
Yeah.
They might have money or not. It's still a different customer that wants a £100 Air Force today. Don't want to talk about nothing. Mm. Don't want to ask how you are. Them guys don't really shop here, but because of the Air Force drought, we've seen them this week. And I could definitely, if I could supply them at like 150,
for Air
Forces. I reckon I could have sold maybe 30 pairs this week.
I just saw your heart break in real time.
For real?
I can't believe it. I think you've done two bills at some point, and then you were like, let me put it down.
Oh, wow.
What? Yeah, no, it's hard to find a bill.
That's crazy.
Did you say you paid two bills for Air Forces?
No, I would never.
No, but I would, if I pay 100 for it, I'm trying to get 180.
Gonna flip it.
But I understand the shoe.
It's not worth that.
Yeah, even though some of the shoes here are definitely not worth what they're worth.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to go down that route. Yeah. Like just reselling everything. But I've seen the difference in that customer. And that customer, if only my shop was here, they'll go further to find a JD.
Yeah.
Like, and but that's a monster.
Yeah.
What will happen, Foot Locker own Stadium Goods now. And...
Serious?
Yeah. And I reckon JD will... They own Foot Asylum. Obviously, that's not a reseller. But JD will be looking.
To resell.
Yeah, all new.
Like Kick Game.
Yeah.
Crep Select's available. 5 mil.
5 mil.
But they'll, the price right there. They'll have their version. So say like the Stratford JD, which is the all singing, all dancing, two floors or it might even be three floors.
Yep.
That should have a reselling pod.
Yeah.
Like, it should. And I reckon fast forward 5 years... It either will, unless this thing changes.
What's the most you guys are willing to spend on trainers? Like, what's
to wear or to sell?
To so wear, because to that's, wear.
Yeah, so to wear.
300.
Yeah, these are
300. No, I can't. I think I've spent
the same. Yeah, retail.
And did you wear them today? Because that's like your favourite shoe. I'll be honest. Very I'm a bit upset. Very like you're my guy. Like, but. I'm upset a little bit.
No, these are just super comfy. You can try them on afterwards.
No, actually, but I would never wear them. I actually, again, even personal taste, they've never even been here to sell, which is silly. Because I've got clients who want them.
Let's have a look.
You had a pair here.
No, but the £50 one.
No, not the £50 one.
Nah, the other one was a friend of mine's on consignment. No one even ever touched it.
Yeah, nice peak.
But he's got big drip as well, but that's... It's just not that one, for here.
Completely different. That one I would say is different. It's clapped. But this one...
Show me again quickly.
Put it in a camera as well, just so they can
see. But I think they look like... They look like Wellies. They look like Wellingtons, but like we've them. Mixed with UGG.
What, is that collaboration with Nike?
Yeah, fair God.
Okay, fair enough.
But I also have the ones with the strap. Not the one that you sold. A completely different one.
Yeah. Actually, I really don't like them. But we might fast forward a couple of years and they're like the mad team and they're worth like four bags.
No, because he moved to Adidas.
Yeah, so that drives the price again though, doesn't it?
Well, what are they saying for Kanye's Nike Yeezys? How much would they resell for?
Nike Yeezys.
So the Red October I think is now is that 15 bags.
That's ridiculous.
20 bags.
I don't need them. If someone came to me for that, I just wouldn't take them.
For the green ones.
Okay. Yeah, I really don't like it as a shoe.
Yeah.
It's mad.
That's,
you're not going to change his mind on this.
No, but I should have a little Fear of God. I sell Fear of God clothing. I should have a little Fear of God section. I should.
Do you like the sandals? Not the sandal, the foam slides, whatever he's got.
Yeezy or?
No, Fear of God.
No, I haven't even seen them.
Are they like the Yeezy? I can't believe Essentials to blow up, though.
The Essentials.
Do you follow his work, like?
Very much, yeah.
Yeah, I rate him.
Is that your guy?
Oh, they're dead. Oh my
Wait,
god.
Wait, what?
Come like a half of an espadrille.
Hey, man, would you wear the Jeremy Scotts with the wings?
You know, I really
wanted them. Of course you wanted them.
I'm dead.
Did you want them?
Yeah,
of course.
I wanted to get them. I wanted to get the one with the back wings and then also the one with the side wings.
Mm.
And then they switched up the style afterwards, and then now they're just doing it with a completely different model. So
that's kitchen cleaning shoes, like.
Yikes.
I'm not.
I didn't come here to be bullied.
These are
how much is that?
Let me just show the camera, but I don't even know.
That one is. I think it's 4 bills.
That's crazy.
Nah, you won't catch awful. Me. How much are your J's?
My J's.
Yeah.
No, retail or resale?
Hey, big bars. retail awful. Don't exist no more.
No.
Yeah, we don't even need
OG,
to know.
Innit?
I think it was like 800.
Jeez. Yeah. Better. You've made up for E-Man. Jesus.
Wait, I told E-Man, and E-Man was just like laughing.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you know,
this is
these are my early J's.
How much did you spend?
I paid £800. I look into the camera and I'll say it.
Why don't
I'll say
them.
They're probably worth more.
Probably now. Yeah. The reason why I'm wearing them is I gave them to E-Man because he's doing a review of the Peyton ones and my ones just to see a difference. So
you want a crease protector because you know you don't want to.
Yeah, why not? I'm not gonna say no.
So do you not have those?
Are you okay?
What was the difference?
No, but they're hard though.
Thank you.
I could have bought a car.
I have a car.
It's just shiny. That's what it is.
So is it like an OG shape? OG
style. The only difference is that there's a slight color difference. That's it.
Is it the red or the
red on the sole? The red on the sole. Completely different red, but the red on the actual panels, the leather panels, it's not too much of a difference.
Ain't no way you watch the Last Dance of 4 years.
That's a big shoe. I mean, I thought, why not, man? I don't have many Jordans. If I don't have any Jordans, so and I've always liked this colorway. I've always liked the silhouette.
Oh, well, but have you done the?
If I'm not gonna have
done one properly.
Yeah. But then I think also, like, with the patent ones coming out, I feel like, so the resale wasn't that much. I think you were telling me it's only like 300.
Yeah.
I would say that's tough to get 300. We probably would get it. But the street price is like 2 to 220.
Yeah, something around that price.
And we're saying that, like, with what Jordans are doing, they're continuously putting out, you know, the same, well, retros every few years. And we saw like a post from, was it Kanye?
Yeah.
With the Jumpman.
Whew.
And we're thinking, what
are you asking though? Obviously, if there is a shoe happening, it's going to be mad.
Mm.
It's going
to
be.
Is he allowed to do that?
What do you think about the cross collaboration?
Kanye,
cross collaboration between Nike and Adidas, so Yeezy brand and Jordan brand.
So there'll be a lot of lawyers and people getting super pissed.
Yeah.
But I think Kanye having a say and maybe the people thinking outside the box at Jordan brand, just for the culture, forgetting all the egos, they should do that. But I don't think it will ever happen.
Yeah.
Not while he's so important and he's made Adidas or made Yeezy so important.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I don't even know what that collaboration would look like as well. Like, I don't know. I think they might just, if they did, I'd reckon they'd just give him his own silhouette.
Because obviously he's done his Yeezy Gap, which is nothing to do with Adidas.
Yeah.
So can Yeezy Jordan be something that's nothing to do with Adidas and he don't have to, although I know Nike own Jordan, but he might, the CEO of Jordan brand, might be his guy.
Mm.
They say, listen, you don't even have to chat to Nike.
Yeah, because he had the conversation with Michael Jordan and his son.
Yeah, I don't know if even though it was Jordan's.
Yeah,
I don't know whether he's got as much power as Kanye.
As Kanye was.
Well, he definitely hasn't.
Yeah. Mm.
So even if MJ's saying, "No, come on, let's do this," we say, "Shut up."
I can't see MJ having those conversations either.
Because it's Adidas. Definitely not. That's the ops.
Yeah, but it's not Adidas, is it? Because the shoe, I think, will be a Jordan Yeezy. The Gap stuff is not Adidas.
Oh, right, okay.
The Balenciaga stuff is not Adidas. It's Kanye. Brand, it? He owns his team.
Yeah,
yeah,
I hear that.
That's his brand, and then it's just a collab with...
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think about it, Lynn?
I think it'd be lit.
Yeah.
I think it'd be lit. And I can't wait to see, like, the design, because he's going crazy and crazier. Like, it looks like astronauts vibes.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, a Jordan that's, like, I don't know. I can't even picture it, but...
Yeah, I think the more I'm thinking about it in that sense, it's a Jordan Yeezy brand.
Mm.
That could avoid Adidas Nike problems.
Only thing I'd say to that is, at the end of the day, Nike own Jordan, so I don't know if it's as possible.
Yeah, but
I don't think
they
can separate that.
He's...
No, but what he's saying is that Yeezy is a brand
of its own.
Okay, I see
so
that.
So Yeezy's collaborating. Is collaborating with Adidas to produce the Yeezy Boost and whatever. But if Yeezy wants to go with Jordan brand, then he can.
No, that makes sense.
But maybe not, because maybe in the contract, because you mentioned Gap, but Gap is not really...
Because it's not footwear.
Yeah,
and it's not really like a competitor, like
that
Nike to Adidas, you know what I mean? So they might be like, you can work with other brands, but not Nike, not Puma, not, you know?
Mm. It'd be interesting, because I think if he puts his mind to it, you can't really tell him no. And then if it ain't Jordan, he'll just do something else, but he'll just do it with, I don't know, LV or whoever, whatever.
Mm. But it's not the same. Jordan is...
Yeah. It's not the same, yeah.
You know, even parents know about Jordans. Like,
yeah, sure.
They used to copy themselves, young, you know.
But again, they're the market leaders. They probably don't even hate each other. They probably have to pretend to.
Yeah.
Imagine the two CEOs just thinking, look at all these idiots buying up our things.
That's a fact.
That it's probably the lower employees that care so much. That's we've got to sell more to get our bonus.
They have to stand
at the top of the tree, bub. They don't care, bub.
That's an absolute fact.
They're just out here selling and buying Bitcoin, making us all move nuts.
So what's everyone's favourite pair of trainers?
In the store, the Kors 4s. I've done bare interviews. I always talk about them. But I love Kors.
Yeah.
Jordan 4s is probably my favourite shape.
Yes.
And the most memorable shape. That is, we've got the grey and we've got the black somewhere.
I was going to say the Aurea, isn't there, right next to
them? They're right on top of the Nintendo.
Yeah, so that
is... Time to be alive.
That is the big shoe.
Those have a special place in my heart.
Has seven.
Yeah.
If I earned enough...
I'm not paying that price.
Did Jordan...
That's cheap as well.
Hey!
They've Jordan Dior's would be it.
Dior's.
They're here.
I know.
But...
How much is that?
I'm trying to sell them for 10,000.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah, for real.
We've had some good offers, but...
Do you only have that size?
Yeah, size 10 and a half it is as well. Dead size.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one to shift. You had any interest in it?
Yeah, I had good offers.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They just drop out last minute.
Yeah.
I think
they just realise that maybe not.
10 grand on a pair of shoes, I don't know.
Well, I think, to be honest, they're worth about 7. Mm. But if I sell it for 7, I can't really buy another one. So if I sell it for 10, I've got 7 to go again.
Okay, makes sense.
That's the plan. But it's a good marketing tool as well, like just having them here.
Yeah. How much did you get them for when
I paid 4,800. So retail was 1.8.
That's a sweet price.
And I paid, so the guy got 2 bags same day for getting it. No, he got 3 bags. So I paid 4. No, he made 3 bags.
I can't believe we're talking about grand and we're talking about shoes in
the
same
game, baby.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is.
And the LV Air Forces are dropping soon.
Are they?
Yeah.
The
looks
LV4s.
Like everyone's got them. Everyone got them.
Are they?
I reckon they're dropping.
I thought they're putting it on auction.
Well, Khalid's got his.
Yeah, like some pairs they're putting on.
There's pairs, so I reckon there'll be more than them.
Yeah, because it's Air Force One.
Lynn, what's your favourite pair of trainers?
Me, the one on the mannequin, whatever the name is.
Jordan 4 Fears.
I love them.
Yeah, they're on this dude. Yeah. 2013, they came out.
Yeah.
They're hard.
Yeah, grey, black. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sick.
White, that's
nice. Yeah, Lynn's getting into it, actually. She's active. Mm. Yeah.
Turning me into a sneakerhead.
She tries to buy the, you know, the Beluga, the new Beluga with the orange stripe?
Yes.
But they can I say they didn't see you?
He says they're dead on me, but I don't know. I think I didn't have the right outfit.
I was surprised she really liked them.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I have another jacket that's the exact same colour.
Do you think Trapstar did that on purpose?
You think?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just trying
to be my honesty.
The other Yeezy
doesn't mean I'm right.
On the mannequin there.
But I just have to say how I feel. Always done that. If you're here trying to buy something, it looks dead. But
you're always like, what you're wearing is dead.
Wait, how much
the quality? Like 250, around that. Do you like? I don't like them either.
I just like the colour.
Yeah.
I don't like Jordan 1.
What's your favourite pair of Collins?
Chicago ones or these.
Okay.
Well, I actually quite like the Oreos.
Yeah.
Mm.
The
fours.
Well, the new ones or the old Oreos? Because there's the black one and then there's the white one.
I like the white one.
Okay.
I like the white one.
The black Oreos is weird. It's like, I've always liked that shoe, but it doesn't really sell.
Mm.
I think it's the white Oreo I don't like, but I've sold loads.
Yeah, they definitely sell.
The white ones just make more sense.
I think you can wear it more.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't think the black one to me is just, as a colour scheme, it just doesn't work.
It's exactly the same shoe, but just in more black.
And I think the leather.
Yeah, but that just doesn't work to me.
But black cats, like, everyone wants them.
Yeah, I didn't like the black cats.
The crease.
You don't like it?
It's like looking like at the shoes, it's starting to crease. Because the white are quite susceptible as well.
And they're hard to get as well.
The black cats. So. It's a no for me. I think they look like school shoes. Like. It just reminds me of black Air Force Ones. That's the sort of energy it's given.
I've got them, but I agree. Because I don't love them because they're so plain.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to be plain.
Yeah, you need that plain shoe to go with that, you know?
But I don't think... Maybe also with the silhouette as well. Like, there's black shoes that I like, but just not that particular silhouette.
Yeah.
And that particular... Yeah, it's just so...
They might
nothing.
Be the first general release shoe to be, like, a mad price. If they don't ever release them again. If we go to next winter, they're basically £1,000 now.
Yeah, jeez.
And they came out in 2019, but that is mad. And they were GR, they were everywhere.
So I was surprised I actually copped a pair, and that was in Queens Global. Shouts to them, but yeah.
And did you get them resell or retail?
Retail,
yeah.
Well, in terms of the conversion rate, it was basically resell,
because they kind of sat for a bit.
No, not like
they did sit.
The Pure Money ones, the Pure Money fours, the all white fours.
They sat.
I was surprised because I could have got at least another two pair and then sold both pair, but you know,
Did I buy them?
Yeah.
Size 7.
Yeah.
They sold like this week.
Oh, mad.
Eman, what's your favorite pair? I've never been actually asked that.
My favorite pair of Jordans or Nikes?
Just shoes and shoes.
Not fear of God though, bub. Come on, man.
Back your shoes.
In terms of my favorite pair of Jordans ever, it's probably the Jordan 19.
What?
How does that even look like? I don't think.
Spaceship.
Must say spaceship.
To the moon.
Jordan 19.
But I rate it though. Your flavor is different.
I didn't expect him to say that.
I did.
I didn't even know what happened to 19.
Where does he go up to?
I think 26.
No,
really?
Like 34.
Oh, it's kept going.
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't know that.
Because they
I'm
just
not
they
it
just
was
come,
13 and
come,
that's
up, come up with a new shoe and
so
they run with
that's
it.
That's the shoe.
Oh my god.
That looks like a JD
Who's
Jordan.
Who's doing the
you know?
Edit of this? Can the edit of this?
I am.
So can you edit that to the
moon?
We're going to put it on the screen.
I'll put it in.
Dead.
So
that's what JD would have. You know what I mean?
Oh, nah, she's cooking me.
Is it? It's still a retro. So what year is it from?
This is early 2000s.
Is he playing?
So give
this is the time I started to play basketball, and this was the first shoe I gravitated to.
So you've got a really good story. Like,
can you show us over here?
He tried to slam dunk on a man.
You need your glasses.
Live.
I do.
Oh.
They're poor,
nah.
They look like Lonsdales, man.
This is definitely in JD.
Slaz and JD.
But obviously your story
is
attached to the shoe, so that doesn't count.
I thought LeButon's.
You gotta give us a shoe that we know about.
In terms of my favorite pair of Nikes, it's probably the Air Trainer 1 Mid.
SCs, not SCs.
No, not the SCs.
The
one
tech
before
things.
SCs.
Show me.
Well,
if you're like some 60-year-old, bro.
I love it.
It's good to be different, isn't it? Like different stuff.
I think he's just being awkward more than different.
I've
worn these pants before.
Oh, boy.
I do like those, actually. No, I respect it.
I don't know about the scratch just there. Why do you have a scratch there?
Why not? Like, what's... this is my tape.
She said strap, right?
Scratch.
This was the evil between the...
Shut up. Do you mean strap?
How do you call that thing?
Yeah, some bell as well.
Strap. Yeah.
We're gonna do subtitles.
Strap. I say scratching it.
Strap. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. Sure.
So how do you say
scraps? Strap.
Yeah, you learn everything, innit?
Fair enough.
That's when it was like 2014.
Are these discontinued, do you know, as a shoe?
As a shoe. Well, no, they were supposed to release. They are going to release this year.
Do you think they'll ban?
They're releasing like a different version.
So, but will people jump in, you think? Or people be scared?
Not on a resale.
No.
Yeah, but they probably will jump in.
Because I tried to do the Huaraches again. Because that was my first actual money from buying.
Nah, Huaraches with a strap, if they came back, listen.
Buying, clear the road, selling.
Yeah.
But they did
a strap. I remember the Huaraches.
The boots. I've got one upstairs, but they were in my sale for like 50 quid because they're so discoloured.
Oh, but no.
There are 9, I think. But we took so long to find the other pair, the guy even wanted a refund. So they're still here. They're haunting me.
Oh, we found it eventually.
Yeah, but the left foot's like fresh. And the right foot is just like it's been on a desert safari, boy.
Damn.
It's been on display for like 5 years.
So I've got a question. So I guess because trainers have become so important, I guess so has drip, like your whole outfit aesthetic. What for you guys is like the worst that you, because especially if you're telling people what you're wearing,
well, like the just worst outfits,
that what's the worst outfits that you're seeing?
The foam runner, the new Yeezy, I really don't like them, and I've seen some bad outfits, but I've also seen some sick outfits with it,
right?
But it's a high risk maneuver because if your thing is not set,
3-point like, turn
it's a you know, like if you just want to be easy and have a good shoe, but if you can't do it with that because your socks have to be on point. You've got to use the colours. Now they've brought out a red pair. Like, what are you supposed to do with the red pair?
No, there's nothing.
Yeah, crazy shoe, boy.
All black leather. Might be alright.
I read that vision that you just had.
Black leather in red foam.
On my Instagram, so it's a bit different. So
I'm trying to visualize this.
No, that guy's not allowed
in my head for that one.
It's with the black mask, the Yeezy coat.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it's one of them guys.
Sounding like Deadpool, fam.
Yeah, he does look like him.
For real.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm not really. Even though I've got a shop, I wouldn't say I'm like a fashion leader.
Yeah.
People have always got onto how I dress because I present so scruffy or immature. So I'm the last person to be like, I can outdress you. I would never. But I try and make people leave here when it makes sense. But you get like some young kids, they'll buy like an orange coat with a blue bag and like they're gassed. And I would say to them, oh, maybe not together, bro.
Yeah.
But it's I guess people feeling good in what they're wearing is the aim, and not everyone's always going to look wavy.
I hate when people just buy brands and they just put it all together just because it's all like it's LV off-white, but it doesn't match all together. Yes. Yeah, it's just true. You just want to look pricey, but there's no sense.
Exactly. Like couldn't agree more.
Like they look like a first attempt of a mannequin, and it's just like, okay. And this is what used to happen back in the day, like with people with the Moncler coats, Gucci sliders, and then some other trousers. Like, I don't know, man. It was just a big mess up. Like, and this was back in the day when we used to do house parties.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You just seen with different brands. Gucci watch doesn't work.
Gucci.
You just look like an advertisement. Yeah, you're not really.
It's not an outfit. It's just
In terms of brands, I really don't like
what I have in my wardrobe.
Pretty much.
Why?
Like the print, like
it's
all
disgusting.
Over.
Yeah, I'm not here for it either.
I think that I'm not sure
like
why.
To flip the F out like a Fendi.
Because obviously, you like if I see man in a Gucci print, it's less. It looks very similar, but I find it less offensive. Fendi head to toe.
Head to toe.
I'm not saying that's not drip.
That's very Congolese.
Is it?
Am I upsetting
you? No.
What you say? You got ambitions to Fendi up?
Nah, it's gross.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I just that's one brand I wouldn't buy. Even if it like came back in and it's like essential. Nah, I'm not buying Fendi.
Even with Fendi with the eyes.
Bro, I think that No Fear, bro. That looked. Do you know the No Fear?
Exactly the same thing.
We had it here for a bit, and those t-shirts were less offensive, but I would not have bought them for me.
Okay.
But the full-on print, dead, bro. No. With matching shoes, oh my God.
Not here for it at
all. Nah, yeah, same.
It's there's been some horror shows, but I think I agree with you, Lynn, in that just when they put anything together, it just doesn't work. And it seems to be becoming really popular.
I'd rather you dress like Zara, ASOS, and it actually looks sick, your outfit, than having like all these different brands all put together with nonsense.
It's so true.
People just got more money than sense. That's it.
That's it.
More money than style. Really,
That's the it. Yeah. True.
I think you think you're just buying it, aren't you? If I spend 4 bags, surely that's drip.
It's not always drip.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Is it? Oh, no. Do you think we're just now in a place whereby, like, say if I really want a pair of trainers, I'm just gonna have to. It's £300. As in.
No, I think you're a good example of avoiding the very last resale. So your whatever techniques you use is what more people should do. Be patient.
Yeah.
Build a network. Don't just dive in. Get the odd shoe to resell to maybe help you buy the shoe you really want.
Yeah.
He's a good advert of how you should do it to not get violated. But it's like anything, when the yellow fours, they're secretly horrible, but because they're the thing right now.
They are not nice.
The young people are like, I haven't got them. They can't sleep.
Is that discoloured?
No, that's it.
No, it's alright. They look worse in person.
I can't believe how well they sold. I was scared.
It's all about who wore them as well. Like Central C's been seen with it, and then everyone wants, you know.
So that
he can't dress on the top.
I would say. A lot of people would argue with you. I'm never
a fan of people who think, look what I did, I put the colours together, like, get out, what the fuck?
But I think like that's...
For real! But that's... Instagram, I'm not here with it.
And I'm going to laugh, but I'm not agreeing with you.
I need to see this for myself.
Go to his Instagram. He dresses like...
I would say he's got more fashion followers than a lot of fashion men. So I think if he makes a decision... The streets are going with it.
Come on, look at this Nike, please. That's gross.
I'm gonna say Nike are happy, and and a lot of people are gonna say, bro, can you get me this tracksuit?
I understand what.
It's not because of him that all the Nike Tech got sold out. Yeah,
but you know what? I hold my hands up. I love Nike Tech. Like
love or you don't?
I love it.
Did you buy that?
I like the look of it. I don't think if I wore it, it would look good on me, but I do. I can appreciate it. That's a nice tracksuit. Do you know what I mean? But
I think he's powerful. I wouldn't say he can't dress.
I'm not going to deny his influence because it's clearly there, but I just, when I see it together like that, it looks, I can't not say it looks ridiculous, but more power to him.
Yeah, I think he's helped shops like me are feeding off of him.
I guess.
Nah, well, long may it continue, but. My point still stands, so you'll see.
Speaking of music, Lynn.
Hey.
Nice segue.
Of course, yeah. So, what made you get into... Actually, first of all, talk about your career in R&B currently at the moment.
So, I'm actually an R&B gospel singer.
Okay.
Which is new. I took a new path like nearly a year and a bit more ago. It's going well, you know. I'm working with Crep Select now. I've been doing shows, been releasing something next week. I'm trying to be consistent and it's quite good right now.
Okay. Wait, when are you releasing? What date?
28th.
Okay, cool.
Is this out yet? Or it's not out yet?
It'll probably be out. Yeah.
So download it. It's out now.
So go and stream it when it's out.
Yeah. It's out tomorrow.
Midnight.
It's the 27th right now.
I'm assuming it already. That's the real question.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Lynn's music yet?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
are you just capping?
No, what? Capping.
As the team?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
What are you guys saying? What do you think?
Good. I like Royal. I like that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Honesty. Yeah. So just.
Yeah. See, it's not my thing, but I can appreciate how good you are, and you've got a very nice voice as well.
Thank you.
So
did you realize it was there's like a. Is it a
gospel?
Would you say, does that mean it's a religious message?
So yeah, it's a gospel approach to it. Yeah.
Did you notice that?
No.
Does it make sense now?
Yes. It makes a lot more sense now than before. But I kind of feel some type of way about like gospel mainstream.
Explain.
Like with Stormzy, I like Stormzy and I like his gospel songs, his records. But you can't for me, it's like you can't really. I know
if he's not living it, is that what
if he's not living it. But then again, not everybody's a perfect individual.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, no, not one person can like put themselves away from sin. Like, sin will happen at one point in their life, whether you like it or not, if you're just in this Christian mode. But
do you feel some way because he may have a gospel song, but the next release is going to be a mad thing?
Yeah,
and it's a bit like
How does Vossi Bop fit in with?
Yeah, but that's just reality. Like, if you're a rapper, I reckon that would be your trajectory, or that's what your sound would be. Like, obviously, big up, praise God every now and then, but
have to let.
But you have to let them know, you know, you ain't them. Sweet. I have to release
I think what you're saying, and I think that's going to be. Lin will be on that path, and there'll be points where do you want to do this song with blah blah, it will really help you elevate, but it's not gospel. She's probably not going to do it, so it might take longer to get where she needs to go.
So you wouldn't, like, how strict for you is the gospel element to your will it be to your sound? Will you not even flirt with more secular music, or is just that's it?
You know, gospel is just lyrically is gospel, because I'm actually doing like R&B, trap, hip hop, whatever the vibe that I actually listen to on a general basic. But it's just like the content of the lyrics. So if I work with someone else, like, it needs to make sense with what I'm actually doing right now. I can't just switch.
No, I hear
and
that.
Just I don't know, chat nonsense.
What if it was 100,000 to do to sing the hook?
Yeah.
On a song where you've heard the bars. And they're definitely not gospel. 100,000 though.
God is not worth any of that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I know that. You know what? I know that if God witnessed me saying no to that, He will give it something. He will actually be like, "Oh, bro, you did that."
What made you switch from just R&B to gospel side?
I feel like, I mean, I've always been Christian, and my music has never been like vulgar, Cardi B, and all that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that was my calling to actually do that. Yeah. I got baptized a year ago, and I was just like, I want music to be part of a ministry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's good that you put your talent. I mean, even me as a Christian, I can respect that you put your talent that you'd say God's given you.
Yeah, He's given me that gift. So.
Yeah, what are you trying to get?
What, nothing, man.
I'm thinking. So, can you talk about what your parents do?
Yeah, yeah.
So what can Lin perform somewhere?
Your agent. Yeah, trying to get busy.
Yeah, she can perform at one of the conferences.
Obviously, of course, I'm Lin's manager. You get me? Making things happen.
Yeah, come of on. Course. If like this whole COVID.
Oh, come on, man! Boris has been caught now.
He's been
caught. Sure. They can't. They come tried on, to when
he's
I
getting
was
kicked out though.
Potentially, I was closing. They tried to slap me with the 10 bags. Well, I would never have paid it anyway. I would have gone. Done whatever, gone jail. But right
gone
now,
jail.
Well, whatever they were going to try and do. Mm. But imagine now, bub, they'd have to run me back all the peas.
That's
I'd
a
get
fact.
Compensation for going jail.
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to do business when my man's just out drinking, but telling everyone.
He was catching a wine. I said, no way.
He was catching a wine. The didn't know that the party was
in the so look, we can go back to church, man. Yeah, trust me. Yeah. Would Lin's music go down well in the. Whatever they're currently
it should
doing.
It should be fine. It should be fine. Yeah.
You sound. You look nervous. I can't lie.
What do you mean?
Mum. Come on, man. Lin wants to come through.
That is fine.
All right. Yeah, we should be fine.
But it's just that with this whole mixed message, like, a lot of people have this. Yeah, I'm a runner man down, and then the next one's like, oh yeah, you know, God saved me from this, and I pay my tithes. It's like.
It's not just one song and then talk a bit about God and then
we're talking about certain set of people.
Yeah.
We're not going to mention their name.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like that sort of music, because I listen to their music personally, in terms of like the sound, like one of their songs, I really do enjoy, but it doesn't really align with
what they're getting at.
The actual Bible states.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, cool. So mm-hmm.
Now I think Lin means it.
Yeah.
As much as it probably, at looking at it as a business.
It's more niche, obviously. It's a bit more, you know.
Yeah, it gives you USP, but I think it, as a business decision, it's not the best decision. But
if she's, but there's a market for that. Yeah, definitely.
I think if you've got God, the power of God helping you,
mm-hmm.
that's.
But you know what? I've already had way more opportunities blessings since I switched to that new direction.
Well, then that's clear, isn't it?
Because God is backing it now. Like He's like, you know what I mean. I rate that. You're working for me. Yeah. Let's go. I feel like this is it.
You're not gonna try and do like a Kanye West, where it's like Sunday service, then the next one is
talking about beating up Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
No, I don't see that in Lin, and you've been very honest in the fact that, you know, for you this is about God. So it's not, you're not gonna change. You're not gonna bend. You're not gonna fold. That's it. And you seem, even from the little interaction we've had, it seems like very much in your character that. No, there's nothing that they could offer me that would make me change
my mind.
I've
already been in positions where someone went in my DM and he was like, oh, let's work. And I felt like it was a good opportunity. Mm. But then when I dropped out, I'm actually doing this, you know. He was like, oh, that doesn't suit me. And I didn't care. I was just like, I wasn't thinking, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said it. Like, I was just like, cool, well.
That's it. Yeah. And it's better to get those opportunities will arise. And it's better to get that out of the way early before you get to the studio. And then he shows you the song he's working on,
and then it's awkward. I'm like, I can't do
Cardi B wrote the lyrics.
You just do a little nah, right?
Let's see what happens.
I remember you was like, you're not going back yet. You think you're like, no, I know.
I'm ready to ghostwrite if she changes.
do you think it is hard for an R&B artist to break into this whole industry being a gospel artist?
I think R&B is already hard. Mm. So if you add the gospel, it's like, what are you doing? It's even harder. Mm. But
yeah, I think
it's a challenge. It's, you know.
And I think obviously at the lower level, it's harder. But I think if she carries on with what she's doing and someone bigger sees it and understands it, Like she said, it's a USP.
Yeah.
Obviously, there'll be other gospel singers. I'm not saying that, but she's around and involved in the scene that's not really, but she's doing her thing her way. So,
goal, to actually be heard and listened by both audience, Christian and not Christian. The ones that listen to church music and the ones that listen to Rihanna. Like, both, you know what I mean?
Very much like a Governor B. Like, the way he's, like, what I was speaking about, like, all this shenanigans, well, I don't want to call it shenanigans, but basically this lifestyle and infusing it with God, he's done it in a way where it's storytelling and it's beautiful the way he's done it. So I think there is definitely, like,
space.
A USP and a space for that. But it's just some people, they do a terrible job.
Yeah.
They do an absolutely horrible job, like Kanye West, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he obviously he's
yeah.
I guess we shouldn't be too surprised.
No. No.
So what other type of guests do you have on your podcast? Do you have guests?
Yeah. Well, we haven't had like major guests, but actually it's kind of a diss to the person we just had recently, Jack.
Shout out to Jack.
You're saying this guy does nothing. Do you try and do like one a week, one a month? What are you lot on?
Well, we try to do we're trying to do one basically twice a month, but things might change. We might get one when every week, possibly. I don't know. I mean, that's just for us to have a conversation.
Yeah.
But currently, we are okay for March in terms of what guests we want and stuff like that.
And what kind of, what's the overall, do you have like a USP yourselves?
Well, in terms of the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we mainly, well, the main focus is music most of the time.
Oh, really?
But we tend to talk about anything else, anything that's currently happening. I mean, with the whole madness that's happened with Boris, we just spoke about on the previous podcast, the studio that we just had, like my microphone stand on.
It was a mess. Your pirate studios again, we're on your ass.
Come on, man, help us out.
So I'm expecting you lot to support Lynn's thing then.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Have you got any advice for Lynn?
Consistency, that's what I always say. In anything, I think consistency in life, because you'll be rewarded for your consistency. You might not see it then and there, and that's the annoying thing about when you've been consistent behind the scenes. When you have your moment where you blow up or you have your big moment, no one sees, you know, the times where we've been at like my mum's house trying to set the thing up and the sound's not coming out or it's not working. People don't see that in your consistency.
Well, you've done a lot of podcasts. You lot are definitely
we've been
consistent.
Doing this for a while.
This is 124 episodes of just the main.
The ones we've numbered.
We also have a bunch of episodes that have not been numbered or we just changed the name.
Oh, mad.
So we've been going for time. It's just that.
I'd say that's one of my only skills is being consistent.
Yeah. It's just, you can't put a price on it. It's the thing that will have the biggest and best impact.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with music in particular, obviously it depends how you go about it, but
you've got to feed the fans.
Where people get found out now is TikTok. So I don't know if you use it.
I use it, but
But it's a label in itself now. It's a vehicle in itself.
Yeah,
you've got to manipulate it to.
I think you have to now. The beat. It has to be like a TikTok beat.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
You need to be able to do this.
But you'd be surprised. There's certain songs that will blow on TikTok that won't even be in that pocket as well. You'll find like certain songs. I think there was a song called Bloody Samaritan. I can't remember the name of the song. But basically, it's not in the TikTok bracket.
Remix.
But it worked.
Yeah.
So I'd say plug away at it. You never know. Some 80s random stuff will just go viral out of nowhere on TikTok. Yeah. So you never ever really know.
No.
For real.
So
yeah, I think that's a current, definitely Lynn, that's on Lynn's list, each release, to try and at least have something going on TikTok. But I guess a lot of it is luck as well.
Yeah. It's a fact. We had one of our boys, he manages A1 and J1.
Okay, yeah.
And you see what happened there, the song just blew up.
Yeah.
We spoke to him about it and he's saying labels are bringing people in from TikTok to talk about them, like, oh, how do you do it? What's the algorithm? So.
Oh, really?
That's where the music.
It's not an algorithm.
No, it's not.
So but how can it? Because the song when you say you get introduced to a song that has gone viral.
Yeah.
I always think it sounds like it will go viral. That ain't an algorithm.
No. So the way the algorithm actually works is that when you first download the app, it gives you a bunch of videos. This is one video I looked up a few days ago. So it gives you a bunch of videos and. Depending on how long you look at the video, if you finish the video itself, then it'll give you another...
Similar.
It'll give you a similar content. So let's say flowers, you're looking at flowers. The moment you see flowers, you're just stuck to you're glued to the screen, and then you flick the next ones about rabbits, forget dogs, forget a clown, flowers again. Oh, okay.
You're talking about the algorithm they feed you.
Yeah, the algorithm they feed you. So but it comes with the song as well.
I can't have this.
Yeah.
It's science, my bro.
I'm not accepting this.
It also comes with the song. So like if there's a
But
dance,
all the songs that go viral, some of them are awful as songs.
Yeah.
But that 30 seconds
works.
That's
but
so
all the
true.
Ones that have gone viral all bang.
Because the routine 30... went viral.
Nah. They
but that's how they go viral because someone made a routine. It's a challenge, so everyone does it.
No, I'm going to disagree again.
Yeah,
I'm going to say there's something in that song that 30 seconds grips your ears.
It's powers.
It's not about visual. I don't think it's visuals.
But even like no with the body no. that went viral because of that dance that everyone was doing it.
It's just a dance like.
I don't know. I feel
it's
like it's not that.
It's just being inclusive. That's all it is. Everybody wants to be included within that trend. And of course, if that generates you money, then you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I'm so blind to how I'm being fed it.
Yeah.
So I think it's because it's such a good 30 seconds of music.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely wrong.
That's why people want to do challenges, because then that means more people using that sound. On TikTok.
Yeah, but let's say you had the loads of friends, that would all do your challenge.
Yeah.
But the song 30
Doesn't
seconds
bang.
Don't
yeah.
bang. It ain't going viral. You
it's
might
true,
get
you can
loads
try and
of streams.
And then it
of
just
course.
Might not work. Yeah.
Specifically if it's just my friends that have no following.
but a really good beat, and you are unknown, and the dance that starts is dead as well, but that 30 seconds of the beat, you find you just can't come off.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even if there's no dance,
that's how it hooks you. Basically, if you're looking at that challenge, then you're gonna look at another video with the same song, just another.
I think it's more about that. Whatever part of the song is picked to go on TikTok is the genius.
Yeah.
Mm. Of course, like pick the hook or some place that's easy to use.
And like, there's a halfway through it, the beat drops.
Yeah.
So there's like a little build up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fingers crossed Lynn finds one.
100%.
You're going to do the next
E-Man's
challenge?
E-Man's going to do the dance. In his fear of God. So.
I'm paid to see that. Which ones?
Oh,
you're killing me.
Oh, boy. Which ones? Yeah. But any more topics that
you've
got?
I think that's it.
That was it, man.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one last topic. Please check out our select sessions that we do in store. We've now partnered with Rising Talents. So when I post it, he shares it. So the insights now on the freestyle is going to be crazy. So if you want to do one, get in touch.
Love that.
Beautiful.
That's cool.
So the way we end the show is basically everyone makes a music suggestion. So just
pick. Well, like an artist.
Well, you just pick a song.
We have a playlist. Yeah. So we just put songs in the playlist. What's the name of the song that's going to come out on the 20th?
I reckon that'll be out by now. So.
Yes, it's definitely out.
Okay, so we'll put that on there and we'll make that the main song on that.
Okay, sure.
So that's my pick.
You play that as like an outro?
No. We put it on the playlist. So we have a playlist on Spotify.
Oh, really?
Apple Music. Do we have it on anywhere else?
I think it's just Spotify
and Apple Music.
Spotify and Apple
Music. Oh, well done.
So we just select songs every single episode. Whatever we're feeling.
I'm going to give you the boy that was just here. Let me give you his song.
Could be anything.
No, he's really good. Where was it? His name's Scars. But let me give you
what's
the
name
song.
Of the playlist?
MRC playlist.
Yeah, MRC. M.I.C playlist.
Should come up. Who am I going to pick?
Alright, I'm going to kick things off. I'm going with Horrid One and Savo, Wildest.
Ooh, good song that is.
Cool. I'm going to pick Mama's Hood by Corday. That's my pick.
I'm going to pick Butterflies by Notes. Sorry, no. Who Changed? That's the one.
And then, so what will happen? Is this just added to the playlist?
Yeah.
Yes, this will be added to the playlist.
This is a good idea.
On the Friday of the week of the episode.
Okay. So obviously, are you adding yours?
I'm adding mine.
So I'm adding that twice, and then I'll add
go for it.
Then I'm going to add Scars,
we'll
and it's Fearless.
It once it's,
that's his one.
Once it's out.
How do I... do I actually add it? No.
No, you don't add it.
I'm just telling you, isn't
it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not coming up.
Sorry, we can send it to you afterwards.
Yeah, the signaling is mad. Sorry, guys.
Wow.
Maybe Spotify took you down because you've been cussing Boris.
Shadow Band. Shadow Band. I wouldn't be surprised. We get on to Mad Boy.
All right. Well, episode 124. Before we close, again, to our lovely guests, tell people where they can find you online.
Crep Select everywhere. TikTok, Snapchat, Insta.
Yeah.
LinkedIn as well now.
LinkedIn.
Cash App. Yeah, all that stuff.
Cash App works in the UK.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
I'll give
what?
soon. No, yeah. Can we just discuss that quickly?
Yeah.
So this. Obviously, I spoke to someone who has OnlyFans, who does music.
Oh yeah.
And all she does is sing. And produce singing content that's not on her other platforms. She partnered with OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
She's got loads of subscribers.
Mad.
And she's living nice.
That's sick.
Wait, so you can partner up with them, or you just go on?
No, she partnered up with OnlyFans.
We can also just go and have your...
Yeah.
I'm thinking of having OnlyFans before you all go crazy. I'm just going to be posting like private studio session, like unreleased music, you know, like the actual meaning of the app in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Good plan. And then I might do...
For real?
Yeah.
Now it's just become a thing of its own, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing how to resell. Only on OnlyFans.
I would like to have OnlyFans as well. Just
crazy coming out, yeah. Slowly.
she meant it like that.
Whoa, there. No. No idea. No, no.
I've never seen him get cooked like this.
God, hello. I would like to have my own OnlyFans in the same way that Patreon's done. Just, I think that OnlyFans probably has more traction than Patreon does. Personally, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it has it for the wrong reasons. But
yeah, Patreon does just as well.
I won't be doing any content like that. I can't be doing
it. I heard that.
I didn't ever for a second think you'd do that.
Protect your brand.
Yeah. Protect your brand.
Yeah.
For real. Amazing. Okay, yeah. Main Chafford podcast episode 124. Lynn, I don't think you said where they could find you.
Lynn Songo, LYNE and SONGO everywhere.
Perfect. All right. Till next time.
Cool. Peace.
Cool.
Thank you. Lovely.